Hello，
Morning.
how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. Feeling better today.
It's good.
Morning, everybody. If there's anybody out there still.
Morning.
Okay. Let's see how far we get today. We're starting the subject we've been grappling with for a long time. Hopefully, you're doing Chazara, maybe adding some more aspects to this. We'll be able to internalize more of what we're trying to achieve here. We're in Perek Aleph of the second Chelek, Kuf Samach Aleph. It's called Chai Muna B'tochen, and we'll go through. We'll discuss many topics here: Tfilah of a Baal B'tochen, what that looks like, Hishtadlus. But more importantly, we'll discuss what the demand of B'tochen is in this particular generation, with the particular needs this generation has. Sorry. No, just background noise. Okay, so let me mute that. Sorry. Okay. You want to ask anything, just unmute yourself. Fine. I'm a bit weak, so I don't know how we'll try. We'll see as far as I can go. Let's start and see how far this goes. Ein Sofek. Ki hakesha achai hatmidi v'abilti poisek im aboire. There's no doubt, he says, that the etzem relationship, he calls it a kesha chai, that means it's a living relationship, constant, without any hafsakot, without any interruptions with the boire, expresses itself in a life of imunin betochen. At the beginning of Yiddishkeit, at the end of Yiddishkeit, it's everything. There's nothing outside of imunin betochen. That's what makes it such a difficult subject, and that's why many of us just move away from it and use it only when we're desperate, you know, when we're in extreme moments, we suddenly turn to the tochen. That's not what this is about.
Rav Sher, I can't see you anymore.
You can't see me?
After you muted me, I can't see you.
We can see you now. You were off, but you came back just now.
My video is not muted. Oh, it is, but wow, it doesn't say it is. Okay, let me just try this 1 second. So that's better.
The video is frozen. As long as we can hear you.
Oh, you know what? It's okay. I'm sorry. I understand why. Sorry. That's any better?
Yeah.
Anybody out there?
Yeah. You just disappeared again, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to reset it. Okay, that's better. That's working. Sorry, I did something wrong. Okay. So, Kufi Shemagdi Zoysa Chazanish, Shaimune hi aloch shela betochen. Betochen. It's the theory of the betochen. Okay. The vila betochen, who kium ha aloch laktis, practicing. You have an imuna, you know something, and then you act out on that knowledge. I can't remember who it was. I think it was the Chazon Ish said that some people have imunah in their heads, some people have imunah in their hearts. Rav Chatzkel, he was talking about Rav Chatzkel Levenstein, has imunah in his hands. That's betochen. Betochen is when the imunah comes into the way you actually live your life. Adam Mamin, Kakorosh Bochu. By the way, I just want to give a Hakdama here. We're going to be, once again, we're describing an ideal here. The avoid of betochen is finding out where you're really holding and then developing that slowly, slowly in the direction towards that deal. People get very despondent when they start hearing these high levels of betochen and we're not holding anywhere near there. You know, so just as a background, bear that in mind. If you're new here and you don't know what I'm talking about, speaking afterwards, I'll explain that to you. He's going to be describing a bit of an ideal here, so just don't panic. Adam Amin, Shakorosh Bochu, Boyer Manig Lakola Bruim. Somebody who believes the first of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, without that there is no Yud Gimel Ikrim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manig l'kol abruim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he does everything. He's running everything. He makes, and will make everything. There's nothing in the world that isn't from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing. You have to get that clear in your head. There's nothing that's not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's certain philosophical difficulties with that. Kasher's beseder, although that doesn't change the mitzvah, that there's nothing that doesn't come from Hashem. So we all know that. We all believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Borei Olam, he's Mani, Gzaskoch HaPratis, we all know that. But how do you live according to that? You know that you should know by now, if you're still even half awake, that that's not such a poshut thing. That's not simple at all. How do you live with that imuna? V'rei b'shah shemizdanenu nisayon. When a person gets to nisayon, hadvarim einu mitnalim kemutukhnan b'rosh. Things don't go the way you kind of planned them to go. You know, things don't go the way you want them to go. Hashem and you are kind of not syncing so well. As Adam Shekibel Stira, Roy Bakachason, somebody gets a patch, whatever that patch is, he's like, whoa, you know, like, wow, what's going on here? That's bad news. Memorizing even Shebo Yudim Agil Menachamis Atzmoi, who Shlava Betzur Shel Hilchas Aymuna. When something happens to a person, he has to stop and remember this comes from Hashem. This didn't come from somewhere else. It's from Hashem. So the person, the way a person is, that's a expression, one of the simuna. Da'inu shelemuna ki Hashem osa oise v'yase l'kol ha'masin. The way you deal with that will be told on how much a person understands.
Rosh Hashiva, it's very choppy. Can anyone else hear? It's in and out.
The Rav should turn off his microphone for the signal. It would be better.
Yeah.
Turn off the camera.
I'll try and turn off the camera, see if that helps. I'm having trouble with the reception yet today. I apologize. I'm having trouble with reception today. So it could be there's a bit of a problem uploading. Just
yeah, maybe keep the camera off. It'll save you a klita.
It tends to happen sometimes. That helps with the video off?
Yes, very much.
Seems to be helping, yes.
Fine. So obviously I'm not supposed to be seen today. That's, you know, children should be heard and not seen. Okay. So fine. So I don't know how much you got of the last bit. Okay. So let's just go through this again. When an nisoyin happens, no matter how much intellectually we understand that it's all from Hashem and it's all for our good, the difficulty comes in how we actually now function in that world of imuna. How do we express that imuna in real? We have to make ishtadlus. We'll see why. Monday night. I don't know if it'll be a var tonight. We'll just check with me closer to the time. I'll see how I'm feeling. We've just started the sugya of ishtadlus. If anybody wants to join, these just for that, we're going to be discussing Ishtadlus in depth in the Monday night Vard. But when a person, he has to make Ishtadlus, so when a certain Ishtadlus comes to him and it's not exactly in line with the Rotzen Hashem, you know, it's one of these gray areas or it's not clear, it's not Baruch, he understands that everything comes from Hashem. No one can take away anything from him that's due to him. No one can take away one molecule from you that's due to you. Bilti Hashem levado. In kein ein ze min aroy li shtadl boif an ze she'enu chalak. Then you don't make ishtadlus that on chalak, because why would you ration of a tochen as well? Imuna. You have pam lepachadim ula hysteria. Einu choshesh lo mi yisura ahava velo mi daiga sa'osi. Okay, so like I said, ideal. Very big ideal. You can test yourself on this one. Is a person who lives properly, exactly has his hilchas imuna in place, never ever gets scared, pachadim, gets a bit scared. Well, he doesn't have pachad, doesn't become hysterical, and he's never concerned about the yisurim that he's having or had, and he's not worried about the future. That's what a Baal B'Tochen looks like. Menuchas HaNeshef, the Yishuv Adas. So you can use that as a barometer where we're holding, okay? Talk for myself, okay?
Isn't there an idea of being normal? And those things are things which are normal. So if you don't respond to them, that's strange, no?
Being normal means living in accord with the truth of the reality. It's a very high level. We'll see. The lo pashut. But this is, that's what the Chovei Salavavas says, that a Baal B'Tochen is Yeshiva Das and Menuchas HaNefesh, no matter what's happening. Yeshiva Das and Menuchas HaNefesh, that's a Baal B'Tochen. Is that called normal for a Baal B'Tochen? That's normal, yeah. If you're not a Baal B'Tochen, then you're all going to get fearful and you're going to be scared and you're going to be worried. But you'd much rather live with Yeshiva Das, just knowing Shakol Mishamayim, like a baby. Is a baby normal? Yeah, babies are normal. They don't have pachadim, they don't have fears. They just know they're with their mother, they feed from their mother. They don't have to worry about yesterday, tomorrow, now. They are called the Seder. There were babies on the trains to Auschwitz. They were calm and tranquil. They didn't have any problems. That's how Jews are supposed to be all the time. No, you tell me that maybe no one ever got there. But Seder, I never ever said that ideally something we have to achieve, but it's a direction finder. We need to know where we headed. And if you're going the wrong way, you want to know about it. That's where we headed. You have a barometer. You can test. Where am I holding in my betochen based on my fears, based on how much I turn over to Hashem, how much I think I'm in control. It's a lifetime's avoider, Yosef. I warned you. This is not something we're going to, you know, get right in a day. You know, you open the Chovei Salavavas, it says, yeah, Yeshuva Das, oh, Beseder, that's it. Everything's chilled now. No. And we'll see that sometimes fear, for a person who's not a Baal B'Tochen, fear can sometimes be a very useful tool. We'll see. Hashem, Yerushalayim, the kelim mod chashu. You need those kelim. I'm not saying get rid of all fear, all pachad. It's in the world for a reason. You know, if you had no fear at all, you just walk in front of buses. You just, you know, we'll see. But I don't know if that's about being normal. Being normal means being the way the Shulchan Aruch says you have to be. Being normal means being totally aligned and in tune with Torah. That's called healthy and normal. We're a little bit out of touch with reality. We're the ones that aren't normal because we're not in touch. But it's a process. You start with where you are, and then you move towards where you're supposed to be. We've discussed that many times. I don't want to go into that sheer again, real ideal process. But that's the matrix you have to work according to, okay? The setter? Fine. Thank you. So, where do we get up to now? The same way as a baby knows that his mother will do whatever's best for him, Baal B'Tochen knows that a Kodesh Baruch will do whatever's best for him. You're running the world. I don't know what's good for me. You take over. You take care of it. I'll do what I have to do because you have to do what you have to do. David HaMelech, I'm going to keep going back to that because people use that as an excuse. But Tochen is the best excuse for being lazy. Rav Dessler discusses that. We'll discuss that when we go into Ishtadis more. But we've spoken about that. One of the problems of someone who's becoming a Baal B'Tochen is it becomes a very gavaldic excuse for just being lazy. That's not the point either. We see David HaMelech was completely fully actualized. And he was the biggest Baal B'Tochen. When David HaMelech did something and he did it fully, you didn't see David HaMelech. You saw a because he understood he wasn't doing anything. So why did he do anything? Well, Hashem didn't put us in the world here just to sit and do nothing and stare at the walls and say, well, I'm a big Baal B'Tochen. You see, the greatest people there were, the greatest gedolim in this area were ones that were po'el enormously. They did big things with their life. They didn't just sit back and say, oh, I'm a Baal B'Tochen, Hashem will take care of everything. No, the Chiyuv Hishtadlus becomes much more available to someone who's a Baal B'Tochen because there's no fear that he'll think that he's doing anything. Person has a very low level of betochen has to be careful that he doesn't make too much ishtadlis because he'll start thinking the ishtadlis does it. A very, very big, that we'll discuss as well. It's a big complex sugya of knowing how much ishtadlis, when to make, how to make it. It's not a poshut sugya. You think tokfa kones are hot sugya, wait till we deal with the ishtadlis. We've dealt with it many times. It's not anything new to most of you. Okay. So that's the hagdomiya to the subject. Aber tochen muchlat vashem noive mikesh rotson. Ben chavt ala tshos b'kol yom im Hashem yisbarach. Ukedivri aposuk tomim tiye Hashem elokecho. Shairish, there's a machlokes actually. Rav Pinkas wasn't, Rav Yosef ben Yohanan Pinkas, I spoke to him at length about this. He wasn't so, they were very close. Him and Rav Taba, of course, Pinkas' brother Rav Shimshon and Rav Taba were Sami's twins. They were mod mod karov. Mamash yedidim mod karov. He didn't hold that this was the sugya of Betochen, but Rav Taba was very big, and you'll see most of his avoiding Betochen, his personal avoiding. Those of you who knew him, he wasn't just talking about things he didn't know. When you were with Rav Taba, you felt this, these levels of Betochen. That's what gave me the inspiration to even start thinking at Mashiach. When you see somebody live like that, then that's a different story. And we'll see my scene that he brings from his own life and from the way he was brought up also. It doesn't just happen. So total Betochen comes from the kesher that a person has with a Kodesh Baruch Hu 24 hours a day. As it says in the pasuk, Tomim Tiyum Hashem Elokecha. So what's Tomim Tiyum Hashem Elokecha? What does that mean? Tomim Tiyum Hashem Elokecha. What's that? So Rashi says, a Moedik Pshat, and we're going to keep coming back to this, to learn it off by heart. You'll find this very, very useful as you go through life. If you want to make an avoid, if you want to become a professional Baal Betochen, if you want to make this some kind of a career you want to embark on, this Rashi is Ma'od Mot Chashuv. Rashi says, Tomim Tiyum Hashem Elokecha, top of Kuf Samach Beis. His halech imoy betnimus v'tetzapeloi, walk with Hashem betnimus and anticipate him, tetzapel or wait for him. And yeah, he says these are riveting words. V'lo techako al acha sidois, don't go in examining what's going to be in the future. Ela kol ma sheyavo alecho, whatever comes upon you, kebel betnimus, accept betnimus with wholeness. Then you'll be with him and you'll be a part of him. Again, walk with Hashem b'tmimus and anticipate him. Wait for him. Don't think about what's going to be in the future. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't work and plan for the future and do things in the future. That doesn't mean that we're completely oblivious to what may be tomorrow. No, person has to live with reality. Person has to know that if things are going to happen tomorrow, he has to be prepared. He has a mortgage to pay tomorrow. So he has to pay the mortgage tomorrow. You can't sit here today saying, well, I don't have money. I've got no money. I'll never have any money. Loch patli money. And then tomorrow they take his house and he goes, wow, I wonder why that happened. You know, no, a person has to make ishtadlis, otpam. But he doesn't live in the future. He's not the egg for the future. That's what Rashi says. Al techa kol asidois. What'll be? When will this happen? Who will win this? Who will do this? What happens if he does that? And he says it and he goes, you can drive yourself mad. And in the end, most of the things we worried about never happened anyway. Not in the way we expected them to, that's for sure. So Ella Kol Ma Sheyavo Alecha Kibul Betmimas. Whatever happens, Makabul Betmimas, and knowing that this is from Hashem and Hashem only wants what's good for us. Kashidi Choika Chasidois, when a person is thinking about the future, Kagon Shuma Erebe Politica. About the political, who's going to win? Who's going to make that? This country as well, you know, politics, yeah, you can be involved in as a full-time profession. There's elections here every 3 months. And even when there's not elections, the politics here is more manier, more disgusting and pathetic. If anybody isn't revolted to the core of when he looks at what's going on in the politics in this country, if you're not revolted to your kish, because there's something wrong with you as well. People are dying and these guys are busy playing their political games as a mobile that people off. I'm sorry to be so terribly negative against the so-called leaders of this country. Well, it's disgusting. You had a unity government that came together for one reason only, and that was to deal with Quran driven by Torah. Look like that's at least my own revulsion. I'm revolted by that. So there's not that much of an incentive not to be involved in politics. To be involved in politics in this country is nimas. But there's a manyan in politics. There's a manyan in a lot of things. So then a person is looking into politics. Is mishtadel ba'asakim yeta alamida va'isek v'daigas hamacha. Is involved in his business too much. There's a tofesoto completely takes him over. He's worried about tomorrow, what's going to be. So then he's not walking between us in a boy. Just to go back to you, you want to be normal. You want to look in the news once or twice a day, see what's going on. Okay, I'm not saying you should. If it was real old, you shouldn't. But okay. But not to be tofessed with it, not to be involved with it. That's chakeh al asidois. Yeah, to think about something, whatever. Yeah, for sure. Well, we get involved in all these things. Zois va'oid bezman kashe kishelanu mi shedoig es daiges hamacha lalu tzeit midaito. Kshayafilo isam elu hadogolim b'koychev etzim yodi. Is looking into the future and he is thinking about what's going to be, you can go out of your mind. Because even those people that are burying themselves up to their noses in Koichavo Itzim Yodi, that's their keli. They know there's no solutions to the world's problems. They know that there's a solution to the world's problems, security, betochen, financial, today, I mean, you know, if you didn't know it before, solution to the world's problems outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he manages with his beak to get one foot out, but then his beak gets stuck. And then with his other foot, he gets his beak out, but now his other foot stuck. And that's how he goes through life, you know, just sort of musical chair stuck in the mud. There's any real solutions to the problems we have? Nothing. We see that. If you didn't see it before, Dr. When are you going to see it? Luma says, Yudia, Chayba, Betochen, any person lives with Betochen, again, not in B'dash Shemayim, because end of that, only Shemayim, call it over. Ideal, okay? We understand we're not holding there, right? Anybody here is holding it, please tell me, because then I'd like to know why you're here, and then I'd like you to show me how you did that. But everyone on his level, we all here on a certain level. There's nobody here who has nothing of this. We all have something of this in some area of our lives. Because otherwise you wouldn't be here. You'd be in the feet curled up in the fetal position under your bed, shivering, if you didn't betochen. It's not shaykh to survive. Tzricha latzido itanu. That should be worrying us, is how not to worry. That should be the biggest. Lahargias atzmeinu al yaday imunu vebetochen veboi roilam. How to calm yourself have menuchas hanefesh through the betochen in the boi roilam. That's the only thing that gives a person genuine tranquility. Everything else is all just sheke and hevel and rois ruach, however you want to translate that. That's all we have. That's what a yid has. He has a relationship with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to the extent that he can calm himself by developing and building his emunah and betochen, the more functional he'll be in this world and the more he'll be able to live a tranquil, peaceful life. Now, it's not poshut. It's not poshut at all. The nisayonos are designed to test us in this area. The nisayonos are not designed to make you calm. That's why the nisayonos. The nisayonos take us out of our comfort zone. They make us vulnerable. They put us into places where we're scared. We're worried about the future. I'm sitting here waiting for a corona test result. Yeah, you think I'm not worried? It goes up and down. You bounce around. You know, I've worked on the tochen a little bit, so there's moments where I'm calm and whatever will be fine, and then there's moments where I'm terrified. You know, it's that's the avoider. The nisoyin is there for you to realize where you're lacking in your emunah and betochen, and then to go with it and build it and develop it. And that's the nisoyin. The nisayin. If it was just every nisayin that came, you would just chill that there wouldn't be any nisayin. Even the biggest Baal B'tochen is going to have a nisayin that's going to test him and he's going to go further because no one can get to the end level of B'tochen. You can't. It's impossible. The end level of B'tochen is what's called emes. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. There's imuna, the emes. Emes ve'imuna. We'll talk about that. But once you got to emes, you don't need imuna anymore. The person who has emes doesn't need imuna because he's in the reality. Not tzarich imuna anymore. He's there. That's emes. Imuna is the journey towards that level. Okay. Let's start Perek Beis. This is one of the things we have to deal with and get out the way. Ein chasugya yoyte murkeves misugya sabatochen b'Hashem. There isn't a bigger, a more complicated, a more written about, a more spoken about subject than betochen in Hashem. Rabbo is kvar nichta v'nem o'idu sugya ze. There's no shortage of what's been written on the subject. There's, you know that yourself. The Maisa, be'ikaron, we'll see the Meshes Chochma. I think he's going to bring that Meshes Chochma himself. If not, then I have to dredge it up. I can't remember where it is. It is now. The Meshes Chochma explains the different times, different people in different situations need different types of betochen. It's not just like one thing. We'll grapple that. However, Lamaisa, Shnei Mahalchim Ikrim v'Yisaidim Anuroim Lifneinu B'Divra Rishonim V'Achreinim. There's two main paths in betochen. Within these two paths, there's multiple, infinite different approaches, and there's more than just two paths. But the Ikaron in the Rishonim and Achreinim, there's two main Mahalchim, which is what we need to. That's what we need to check. That we need to work from and work with. Eloim shnei kavim hasoisim v'nedoigim zeze betachlis. These are two approaches that are completely at heads with each other. They oppose each other completely. L'kol achas mishitas elu yishnam rais me'agemara. Each one of these approaches has proofs from the Gemara, midivra rishonim v'achronim v'amnam kva nema elu ve'elu divra elokim chaim. Both of them are true, both are genuine, and you have to know when and how and who these different approaches apply. Aval, they're mamish the opposite of each other, we'll see. Ach mikol makom, chaysa b'yire b'noyse zeh alulu ligroim laznachas avoydus ha-betochen. When a person starts learning betochen, he sees, wow, so many different approaches, so many different opinions, so many different, this one says this, and a person might just say, oh, listen, hey, lo bishvili, you know, I'm going back to sort of, you know, I'm just going back to more simple stuff. This is too much. There's no clear psak. Shulchan doesn't open up and say, okay, you know, we paskin kach. You know, we paskin like the Chovis Lavos, we paskin like Reb Shimon, we Bramdash, Reb Shmuel. No, it's all just left open. I'm going to try to clarify this subject for ourselves. Have a look and see the different shittas and see which one and which approach is more relevant and more realistic and more real in this generation with the nisoinus and the problems we're dealing with. So I'm not going to start. We'll start then Emet Hashem tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. We'll see the two shittas. Those are the two principal shittas, but I can tell you now, there's many, many, many shittas, different approaches in betochen, in ishtadlis, in how, where, what. It's endless. You could spend the rest of your life, you won't cover all the sugyas there are to cover, yeah? Therefore, a person needs halacha lamaisa. We know we need to be practical. We need to find a kivun for ourselves to be able to start developing a journey from real, from where we are in our betochen, towards those very, very big levels of betochen and start developing them. So to do that, you need to know what the different approaches are and what's real and relevant for us. Person learns to chovas levavos shara betochen and he doesn't look at anything else, he may find it very difficult. He may find it very difficult to actualize and be practical in his betochen because it may not be real for him bichlal, it may not be relevant for him. Yes, the Chovas HaLavav HaShara B'tochen is the Shulchan Aruch of B'tochen, and that's the sort and foundation of all avoided in B'tochen, and you have to learn it for sure. But it may not be where you get to actualize your avoided in B'tochen, your tentative steps out of real towards ideal. Those steps may not be found in the Chovas HaLavavos. Yes, you have to learn it for sure. There are other avenues and other tools that you may need in order to help you. So that Matz Hashem we'll be covering over the next few weeks. The Seder, any questions, comments, alternative sharing, I'm more than happy to hear. That's it. Oh, good care.
Thanks, Rabbi. Hatzlacha Rabbah.
Amen. Amen.
Delta Rebbe.